Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. Anyway, I'm commenting on the Windsor Framework Agreement, which was agreed just yesterday, signed at Windsor Town Hall, so more or less across the street from Windsor Castle, the official residence of the British Royal Family, or one of its official residences. So this is supposedly a success for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to the extent that he sent out an email to all members of the Conservative Unionist Party saying what a tremendous result it is for him. It's not about the Northern Ireland Protocol. So obviously the United Kingdom left the European Union just over 3 years ago, but Northern Ireland was the only portion, is the only portion of the UK to have a land border with the European Union, namely the Republic of Ireland, where I'm from. Anyway, so we've got to bear in mind that 56% of people in Northern Ireland voted remain. They wanted to stay in the United Kingdom. So goods going from Great Britain to Northern Ireland had to be inspected to see they conformed with European Union regulation. There was a lot of tricky paperwork to complete and so on. Now, the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, is the largest unionist party in Northern Ireland. And the DUP, their major objective is to keep Northern Ireland within the United Kingdom. They also wanted Brexit. Well, they've got being in the UK, yeah, they've got Brexit, but they also wanted a soft border. I said, goods to go back and forth between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland with no checks. Well, they also got that. But what they did not want is the way goods were inspected coming from Great Britain to Northern Ireland, or indeed going the other direction. And they said this wasn't on. So the DUP says it's unacceptable and Northern Ireland doesn't control these internal matters. So since the 1998 Good Friday Agreement, or Belfast Agreement, as it's officially called, there's always been a coalition of the Northern Ireland Executive. That'd be nationalist parties and unionist parties together. And the major nationalist party is Sinn Féin, meaning ourselves alone. And Sinn Féin's objective is to take Northern Ireland out of the UK and fuse it with the Republic of Ireland. So because the DUP wouldn't play ball, the Northern Ireland Executive couldn't function for a few years. So they found this an unacceptable situation, the DUP. But that meant that Northern Ireland was fully governed from Westminster, in which, of course, Northern Ireland is represented. And so Westminster had to legislate for Northern Ireland. So anyway, the DUP have said they are examining it. They've given a cautious welcome. The leader of the DUP is Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, a rather overpromoted dimwit, but the only one who's quite experienced in the party. There's a disastrous leader before him, very briefly. But Sir Geoffrey has said that these measures, they go some way towards resolving the problems that Northern Ireland was faced. But I think the DUP were coming under increasing and almost irresistible pressure to go back into government, and the business community will welcome this. Now, from now on, there's going to be a green lane and a red lane when things come to Northern Ireland or go back the other direction. Sorry, actually not going back the other direction. So goods are simply going to stay in Northern Ireland, stay in the United Kingdom, therefore, green lane, no need for inspections with these goods arriving from Great Britain. If they're going to go on to the Republic of Ireland and then perhaps elsewhere in the EU, there'll be the red lane when they have to be examined to see, are they in consonance with the European Union regulations, perhaps there's some tax to be paid, and so forth, because there'll be a regulatory divergence between the United Kingdom and the European Union since Brexit, because or if you're a European Union member state, all European Union regulations instantly apply to you, even if every single citizen of your state votes against it. That's the way it works. So ha ha ha, those who claim that EU states are independent. There could be magnificent things about being in the European Union, but you're definitely not independent. Anyway, so we'll see whether the DUP is going to agree to this. So the DUP didn't like the way Northern Ireland, for trade purposes, was treated not as part of the United Kingdom, and they felt it was gradually pushing them out of the UK. So this is what, from a unionist perspective, this is what's supposedly good about this agreement, that it's bringing back safeguards and sovereignty for Northern Ireland. There'll be no examination of goods going between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So EU laws will play a smaller role in Northern Ireland, and that's in order to safeguard the Good Friday Agreement. Now, Stormont, the Northern Ireland Assembly, will in future be able to block European Union laws applying. Rishi Sunak's been in consultation with Boris Johnson about this. This is something that Boris Johnson wanted to achieve, and so on. The Prime Minister says this is about securing the best possible deal for people in Northern Ireland and not in Westminster. So Geoffrey Donaldson, I think he's minded to go for it, but some politicians' party are against. Now, but can Rishi Sunak get this through Westminster? I mean, I think he can. Obviously, most of his party's in favour of it. They've still got a fairly healthy majority. There might be a few really hardline Brexiteers in his own party who'll vote against it. So this is going to be frictionless trade between the United Kingdom and the European Union. And of course, relations between the UK and the EU have thawed over the last year, partly partnership, cooperating about arming Ukraine, about sanctions against the Russian Federation and indeed Belarus. So Sunak said that what businesses in Northern Ireland want is stability. They want predictability. So Northern Ireland is in an excellent position of having this privileged access to both the markets of the European Union and the United Kingdom, because Northern Ireland's in the UK. So Mr. Sunak says that he wants the Northern Ireland executive to get functioning again. You know, the Northern Ireland Assembly's got to get going, because really nothing was being done. And this was underscored by the attempted murder of Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell earlier this week, last week, at Omagh County Tyrone. It was shot several times in the chest, but Mr. Caldwell has survived at Altlegevin Hospital, Derry. Maybe he'll pull through. So this is about fixing the Northern Ireland Protocol. Now, Boris Johnson, who sort of railed against it since, was the Prime Minister who signed it. And who was his Chancellor of Exchequer at the time? Step forward one, Rishi Sunak. So much for collective ministerial responsibility, going against to what he previously agreed. So, yeah. So this will supposedly be a good difference for Northern Ireland. So I think they will get it through Westminster, because obviously it can't just be signed, it has to be ratified as well. So the European Union, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, she was there, right, in Windsor to sign it, and she met His Gracious Majesty King Charles of that name, the third. And some people say, oh, you're dragging the monarch into political controversy, because the First Lord of the Treasury, in his official capacity, advised the king to meet Dr. von der Leyen. Although, had the monarch not met Mrs. von der Leyen, he might have been regarded as a snub. So come on, she was just across the street from his palace. So there's this tricky balancing act of the competing identities in Northern Ireland, pursuant to the Good Friday Agreement. So now the Prime Minister claims that European Union laws are only 3% of those who will apply. The thousands of pages of legislation, European legislation, have been binned with regard to Northern Ireland. There are no longer a lot of these very extensive forms to be completed if you want to bring a pet between Great Britain and Northern Ireland and so forth. So that's it. Also managed to make sure that there's no smuggling, because the differential tax rates, people were smuggling fuel across the border for decades. It's unclear whether Sunak is going to apologise for the Northern Ireland Protocol. So Rishi Sunak's been touring the television studios to publicly advocate for his policy. And the Foreign Secretary, James Cleverly, has applauded this, saying that this is a major accomplishment and that businesses will start to experience appreciable benefits. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.